Alrighty, folks, you're attuned to KROV Oroville, 91.1 FM. Also heard on the internet, krov.fm. This is our town for a lovely Tuesday. And on the phone from far, far away, we have Dr. Joe Pereca. All right, I heard that ha-ha, so I know he's there. And I reckon we're recording at this time. So, Joe, I was introduced to you by someone else. And you're where now? What city are you in?
I'm in a little town called Belle Vernon. It's just about 25 miles south of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we got long distance going, and maybe you can tell me a little bit about how you got where you are. I mean, when you were a kid, did you always think you wanted to be somebody in a small town like that? What's your life's like? Things that, you know, that formed the way you are and what you do.
Absolutely. I was born and raised in a small town, Uniontown, Pennsylvania. It's about 25 miles south of here, where I am in Belle Vernon. And when I was growing up in junior high and high school, back then we didn't have middle school, we had junior high and high school. I was 13 years old, and I decided, you know, I was reading these books. I was wrestling at the time. I wrestled for the junior high and my high school teams. And I was reading some books, especially one, the one in particular I remember, it's called Strength and Health. It was published by Bob Hoffman out of York, Pennsylvania. And I said, you know, every time I read these articles, they were very interesting. They were about the body, muscles, and physiology, and I'd look at the author, and 9 times out of 10, the author was a chiropractor. So at that age, at 13, I decided that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a chiropractor. So I went away to school at California. Believe it or not, there's a California State College in Pennsylvania. It's now California University of Pennsylvania. So I went to got my 4-year degree there in biology, and then I went to professional school out in Davenport, Iowa, Palmer College of Chiropractic, and I got my chiropractic degree out there. So once I got my Doctor of Chiropractic degree, I wanted to come back towards home. And there was a nice spot in this little town called Belle Vernon, and I decided that was in 1985 to settle down here and practice, and I've been here ever since for 30 years practicing chiropractic. So that's how I got to Belle Vernon, Pennsylvania.
Well, something interests me, something I've been exposed to, of course, before, and that is chiropractic typically where folks, and I'm sure you do, who manipulate things, who try to make things easier for folks. Maybe they'll have some exercises they can do to help them to align their bodies properly and so on. Yet my pre-knowledge of you was from someone who very much is involved in nutrition. So is there a hookup? Is there a connection? Do chiropractors study nutrition in their schooling?
Absolutely. That's a big part of what we do. Not every chiropractor, but most chiropractors, our chiropractic philosophy is we want to take care of the body, and there's 3 steps to wellness. There's 3 aspects of taking care of the body. It's physical, emotional, and chemical. So that's the chiropractic philosophy, to you know, holistically take a look at the body, take care of the body, and go at it from a standpoint of physical, emotional, and chemical. So physical is what you had mentioned, the actual manipulation and stretching of the muscles and taking care of the framework of the body so that the nervous system can work freely, can work properly the way it's supposed to. Secondly, emotional, we take a look at the health of the adrenal glands, and we can do some tests for the adrenals, and then if there's a problem like adrenal fatigue, we can address that appropriately too, and that's from a nutritional standpoint. The third thing, chemical. Chemical is where, how we got to meet. I got involved, I partnered with a company about 7 years ago, and they sell nutritional superfoods. And what, now how that comes into play is the chemical aspect is if somebody is toxic, we do some tests, we do saliva pH testing, and we'll do a questionnaire for the patient. And if they're toxic, because there are so many toxins, what I mean by that, there's so many toxins in the environment. You breathe in air that's toxic. You eat food that has toxic chemicals these days. We drink water that has toxins in them. Stuff we put on our skin, like ladies that use cosmetics, you know, that whatever you put on you goes in you. There's a lot of toxins in the things we put on our skin, especially cosmetics for women. So if a person is toxic, then we use a specific detox system, and it's called nutritional cleansing. And what this is it's a nutritional technology that supplies your body with all the raw materials and nutrients necessary to help your body rid itself of toxins. So, you see, we were created to be self-cleansers. So, you know, we have a liver and kidneys and an intestine. But I don't think we were ever meant to live in an environment that's so toxic. So when these toxins come into our body, it clogs up our major filters, like our kidneys, our intestines, our liver, and then we can't properly function. It's just like if your sweeper bag gets full of dust, what happens? Your sweeper doesn't work anymore. If your oil filter in your car is all clogged up because of all the debris that it's clean and it's full, then the car doesn't work properly. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is I don't think we were ever intended to live in a world that has such a nutritionally bankrupt food supply. You know, our food supply today is nutritionally bankrupt. We're about 80% deficient in trace minerals, and those minerals are very necessary to run the detox mechanism or the cleansing mechanism in our bodies. So that's where the nutritional cleansing comes in, and that's how we got connected. I was out in California doing some presentations about nutritional cleansing, and that's where this nutritional cleansing fits into my practice in the chemical aspect of things.
You sound like you must have had a very thorough study course to know this, but the other thing I think about is how things change. I don't know your age or when you went to school, but I imagine you're probably dealing with people exposed to things that never even existed when you learned about what you needed to do to help them. So it seems like a never-ending job to keep up with things.
You're absolutely right, and that's exactly right. When I first started in practice in 1985, and by the way, I'm 54, headed to 55. Like I said, I've been in practice 30 years, but when I first started in 1985, you didn't hear much of anything. I didn't hear anything really about fibromyalgia, you know, this condition that affects mainly women. It affects men too, but mainly it's a female malady. Excuse me, you didn't hear much at all about toxicity. And you didn't hear anything about obesogens, because obesogens wasn't even, they haven't even coined that term yet. What obesogens are, they're chemicals that enter your body, and then our bodies create new fat cells to enrobe and kind of sequester these chemicals as a defense mechanism. But these chemicals will mimic hormones, like the female hormones, estrogen, and it'll cause a release of other bad chemicals in the system that are very inflammatory, like insulin and that type of thing. So visceral fat, the fat around the organs, that's really the bad killer fat. That visceral fat will produce and secrete insulin, and a lot of that's largely caused by these things called obesogens. And if everybody, you know, you can look it up now, you can Google obesogens, but if you want to read about them, there's a great book called The New American Diet, and it's all about this new term that has been coined by these endocrinologists. The endocrinologist is just a medical doctor that studies, you know, hormones in the body, and there's some great information in that book called The New American Diet, all about this new problem called obesogens. But none of that existed, you're right, when I first got into practice in 1985. So things have really changed and evolved. And, you know, we have to create new strategies to overcome these problems.
Joe Parecka, we're talking with Dr. Joe Parecka, folks, by the way, here on The Bird. So I see this. I see what's happening. I see things are happening faster maybe than people can record them, but I wonder what your main source of education, of information, where you go, so that when somebody comes to you for help, you'll be best prepared to do something for them that needs to be done that maybe somebody else wouldn't have known about. How do you get your information now, today?
Yeah, I do a lot of postgraduate education. I'm board eligible rather in chiropractic neurology, so I took about 500 extra hours of neurology, and I also have been taking a lot of postgraduate education in functional medicine. Have you heard of functional? Do you know what functional and integrative medicine is?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, a lot of people don't. What functional and integrative medicine is, it's medical doctors, chiropractors, naturopaths. We study all the systems of the body from a holistic standpoint, how our food, nutrition affects the body, how toxins affect the body, and that we have special lab tests that we can do now. There's labs like Metametrics Labs, Great Smokies, who've actually have merged with Metametrics. And we can actually do some specialized blood testing and laboratory tests that can identify how toxic a person is and what type of strategies that we need to use from a nutritional standpoint to help these folks out. And what the nutritional superfood company that I partnered with 7 years ago, the name of the company is called Isagenics. There's other ones out there. There's Apex Energetics, and there's Metagenics, Standard Process. But I like Isagenics because it's a good, sound, foundational nutrition program for everybody. It's easy to follow. It tastes great. And then if I have to use other targeted nutrition on top of it, I can. I always have that in my toolbox, so to speak. But Isagenics is what I use for most people. That's my first line for everybody because it's a good, sound, foundational nutrition program that helps push toxins out of the body and at the same time helps flood the body with great nutrition.
Well, it sounds obviously that you're...
I can give you a kind of a 50,000-foot overview of what this nutrition does. I can do that for you in the next few minutes if you'd like.
Sure, I would.
Okay. Well, what we address primarily is a syndrome called TDOS, T-D-O-S, and that's an acronym. The T stands for toxin. So this program helps push the toxins out of the body. So I was saying, you know, the toxins come into our body through the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the stuff we put on our skin. By the way, ladies, lipstick contains on average 54 carcinogenic toxins in it. So 54 chemicals that can cause cancer on average. And also on average, women eat about 5 pounds of lipstick throughout their lifetime. Now, I know as guys, if we're lucky, we get to eat some too, but that's a lot of lipstick.
All right.
that women eat throughout their lifetime. So we need a technology to help push these toxins out of our body. Again, we're self-cleansers. You know, Isagenics doesn't cleanse your body. You cleanse yourself, but Isagenics provides all the raw materials and nutrients necessary to allow this detoxification or this cleansing process to take place. Now, the D in TDOS syndrome stands for deficiency of nutrients. As I said earlier, we're about 80%, our food supply is 80% deficient in trace minerals. Now, there was a study done back in 1957 done on the iron content of spinach. You know, today's spinach, in order to equal the amount of iron that was in one bowl of spinach in 1957, we would have to eat how many bowls of spinach today to equal that same amount of iron that was in one bowl in 1957? Just take a guess how many bowls you think we'd have to eat.
Maybe 10.
That's a good guess, but it's low. It's higher than that. It's 43. 43 bowls of spinach today to equal the amount of iron that was in one bowl in 1957. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, I just got an inspiration, which probably isn't one. But years ago, we started with the soil on this earth.
Right.
And as you keep doing crops, you keep depleting and depleting and depleting. And yes, they replace things to make them grow, especially nitrogen, because it fertilizes, makes them grow
right.
Fast. But it doesn't necessarily replace any of the basic minerals.
Well, you're exactly right. When grass farmers, way back when they farmed, they called them grass farmers, they would rotate the crops, they would replete the soil with nitrogen, and they would also allow the soil to rest so it could be repleted again with the minerals. Well, what happens today, and you're on the exact right track, what happens today is we overuse the soil, so the topsoil is overused, number one. And number two, the pesticides, the herbicides, the fertilizer we put on the soil, it's killed the ecosystem in the soil. So those microbes, those bacteria that used to be in the soil that took an inorganic mineral, otherwise known as a rock, and converted it to an organic mineral that the plants would uptake and that we eat the plants, that doesn't happen nearly as much today. So that's where the problem is. That's where the problem lies, is the soil.
Wow.
So what Isagenix has done is they grow some organic alfalfa. It's called organic ionic alfalfa. With alfalfa, the roots go way deep, 50 feet deep, and it grabs those minerals down deep. And it's organic, and they do rotate the crops, and they replenish the soil and so forth. And then also, John Anderson, our master formulator, he owns some deposits where the plates of the earth have shifted, and it trapped these primitive plants. And these plants are very rich in the trace minerals. So he extracts those minerals using water, it's a hydrolysis process. Then he extracts those trace minerals, and he uses those minerals also to add into the Isagenix products. So the Isagenix products has 70-plus ionic organic minerals, trace minerals, in every one of their products. And that's very important. Another example, if you ate one apple in 1976, how many apples would you have to eat today to equal the nutrition of the overall nutrition of one apple back in 1976? That wasn't that long ago, 76,
no,
I was 16 years old.
But a whole bunch of them, the way they're pushing them out these days, they don't have a chance.
Yeah, you're right.
You can even tell by flavor, if you can
Absolutely.
Remember.
Absolutely, you can. It's a good trend that we're going back more and more towards organic and natural farming. You're going to see more and more grass farmers now. You can read a really good book called Omnivore's Dilemma. It's by the author's last name is Polan, P-O-L-L-E-N.
Yeah, Michael Polan. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you read that?
No, but I've sure heard of him a lot. I've heard him interviewed and so on.
Yeah. It's a great book. Yeah, and he talks about what we're discussing right now. And then the O in Tadeusz syndrome stands for overweight. Of course, if you have to eat twice as many calories nowadays. At least twice as many is what the study says you did 100 years ago to get the same nutrition. That in itself is going to make us fatter. That's going to make us more obese. But here's the real problem. It's the toxicity. Because we used to think, when I was in school, and here's another way things have evolved and changed. When I was in school, they said that you were born with a certain number of fat cells and that's all you get. But now we know through research that our body produces new fat cells in time and in need in proportion to the amount of toxins that enter our bodies. And you can read about that in a book called Toxic Fat by Dr. Barry Sears. Have you ever heard of the Zone Diet? Dr. Barry Sears wrote all those books on the Zone Diet. Well, he wrote a book called Toxic Fat, and that research is in that book.
Okay.
And also, a couple other references for our listeners. Detoxify or Die by Dr. Sherry Rogers. She's a medical doctor. She will back up the statement I made that our food supply is about 80% deficient in trace minerals. Another good book to read is called Toxic Relief. It's by Dr. Colbert. Dr. Colbert. That's a really good book also. So, our childhood obesity has tripled since 1980. So when we talk about this issue of being overweight, it's not a cosmetic issue. This is a medical issue. Childhood obesity has tripled since 1980. Adult obesity has doubled. Two-thirds of the American population is overweight. One-third are clinically obese. When I was going through grade school and high school, not one child in my class had type 2 diabetes. Back then, in fact, they called it adult onset diabetes because
right.
that's who got it, was adults. But now, do you know why they call it type 2 diabetes?
Yeah, I assume because it's starting in juveniles, it's not adult onset anymore at all.
Exactly. 4% of our adolescents are getting it now. Type 2, not type 1, but type 2 diabetes. Right. That's was unheard of when I was growing up. So that's a major red flag there. And then the S in Tadeusz stands for stress. Stanford University says the number one cause of death in the U.S. is stress. And not just, physical and emotional stress, that's bad enough, but oxidative stress. And that happens when there's too many toxins in our body, our body gets inflamed. When we have a deficiency of nutrients and we can't produce new healthy cells because there's a deficiency of nutrients, you know, if you're deficient in one mineral, it opens up to about 10 new diseases. And of course, if you're obese, if you're overweight, then you've got the risk factors for a lot of different things. But you've got to use some type of technology to cleanse toxins out of your body, because if you don't, you know, you're headed down a bad path. Because even if you're lean and you're not using some kind of a technology to get all the nutrients and raw materials you need to run this detox process in your body, you're going to get toxic. In the book Toxic Fat, Dr. Barry Sears says there are some people who have an efficient fat trap. Those are the people that can really produce these fat cells efficiently and really give themselves protection against these toxins. Now, some folks are lean. They don't have efficient fat traps, but they're still very toxic. And what happens is when they don't produce these fat cells as efficiently as the other folks, these toxins then get driven deeper into their core. And the number one organ that's a magnet for toxins is your heart. The number one killer in America today is heart disease. So there's a definite correlation there. So, you know, you need to be doing something to try to replenish your body and give your body these raw materials, these nutrients that are necessary to run the detox process, the detox mechanism in your body. And that's what Isagenix does. It supplies you with all those nutrients necessary to help you cleanse yourself. So when you have all these things, these four factors, toxicity, deficiency of nutrients, overweight, and stress, each one of those things are very, you know, damaging in and of themselves. But it's the interconnectivity of those four things that create the synergism that caused this perfect storm that causes another thing that we're seeing in society. This is the thing that's really devastating. It's accelerated aging. And most people think accelerated aging shows up with gray hair and wrinkles and you start losing your memory and your hearing and, your eyesight. Yeah, that's one way it shows up. But really, the way accelerated aging shows up is heart disease, cancer, strokes, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, that type of thing. That's how accelerated aging really shows up. When you see kids that are having stents put in at 19 years old or are on statin drugs at 16 years of age or are, 15, 16 years of age type 2 diabetics, that's accelerated aging. And that's how this Tadosh syndrome shows up in our society today. Back in the 50s, 1 in 36 women had breast cancer. Now it's 1 in 8, approaching 1 in 7. That's how accelerated aging shows up.
Wow. I called you with the idea of being informed instead of being terrified. This is not good.
Well, I'm not trying to use any scare tactics. I'm just giving you the facts.
I'm just being silly. You came across something that I deal with myself. Cholesterol is, you mentioned statins, and they say, okay, you got high cholesterol, take this pill. I don't expect you to chapter and verse it, but I've heard pro and con. I do listen to some so-called alternative, and I wonder if the alternative isn't the reality anymore. Call-in radio show about things like this, and there's quite a bit of argument as to the value. In fact, there's a lot of fear to the damage that they're being caused, except for people who have already had an identified cardiovascular incident of a certain severity, then statins are terrific. But for people just taking them to change a number, I've heard, is not so cool. Do you have any opinion on that?
I do. I have a very strong opinion on that, and I agree with you, it's not so cool, because there's about 36 steps in creating cholesterol in your body. And what happens with statin drugs, they block an enzyme between the 34th and 35th step. That's why you don't produce the cholesterol. The statin drug blocks this enzyme that allows your body to produce cholesterol. Well, number one, cholesterol is needed by every cell of the body. It's in every cell membrane of your body. It's also needed to create your hormones, like testosterone, for instance, in males. So you don't really want to block it that much, but on top of that, that same enzyme also allows your body to create coenzyme Q10, which is also known as ubiquinone in your body, which means it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's in every cell. You need coenzyme Q10, especially your heart Every muscle needs coenzyme Q10 because coenzyme Q10 helps to produce your normal energy in your body called ATP, and that is very healthy for all your cells, especially your muscles, and your heart is a muscle. So statin drugs, most patients can control their cholesterol with the right exercise and diet and the right nutrition. We've had really good results from a nutritional approach in getting people's cholesterol back to the normal zone. And you don't want it to go too low, because you got to have cholesterol. You don't want it to be too low, because again, that cholesterol is in every cell membrane in your body, and it helps form your hormones. And there's a lot of things cholesterol does good in your body. And of course, we all know there's HDL, which is good cholesterol, and LDL, which is bad cholesterol. But there's better approaches, nutritional approaches, to getting the cholesterol down than the statin drugs. And I will say this, in the rare cases where statin drugs are needed, where they can be effective, there's some testing now. They can do some genetic testing to see if the drug will work for you. Because certain people have certain genes that if they take the statin drug, it's going to be far more damaging to them than it is going to be beneficial. So if you get the genetic testing done and you are a candidate to take the statin drugs, then it works out fine. But there are people out there, not everyone should be on a statin drug. When you go, a lot of times you go to the medical doctors and they want to put everybody on a statin drug.
Yeah.
Because they think, you know, that it's a healthy thing. And it's not their fault. The medical doctors are trying to help you. They're trying to help their patients. They're doing everything they can. But where they're getting the education from is these pharmaceutical reps that come into their office and say, yeah, this is the drug for this, this is the drug for that. And, of course, the big pharma, the pharmaceutical companies, are pushing this to the medical doctors that everybody should be on a statin drug. And, you know, it can be very damaging for some people. I've had patients through the years, they come in and as soon as they start telling me about how they have severe cramps in their legs and they can't sleep at night, and the first thing I ask them, are you on a statin drug? And a lot of times they are. We take them off statin drugs, put them on a nutritional system that takes their cholesterol down naturally, and in 2 weeks, the leg pains and the cramps are gone.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, it seems like there's an awful lot of pressure on people. I'm not talking about just by living, but in terms of those that are serious and conscientious about trying to do what's right for themselves, there are a lot of voices, and some of them maybe not through any fault of their own, but they just can't be trusted. They have other alternative goals or things like that out there, something they're selling. That I do know drug reps. Well, the thing that gets to me too, I'm been around since before you were allowed to advertise anything like a drug.
Right.
You know, that was not allowed.
That's right.
And now you try to watch something on TV, which I don't, by the way, very much, but if you did, you'd be seeing these people walking down the beach because they took this drug. So it's really influencing minds, I think, unfavorably, too.
It is. I agree with you. And they know, you know, the big drug companies, the big pharma, they know that most people get their education now watching TV. That's where most people get their information. So they have these commercials on. They bombard you. You're going to see every commercial break, seems like, has some type of drug they're advertising. And what's kind of humorous, but at the same time, it's really not funny, is it says they give you this whole litany of side effects, and it usually ends with sudden death. You know, if you have itching, nausea, vomiting, blah, 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 suicidal tendencies, or sudden death,
yeah.
Then those are the side effects of the drug. And then they say, ask your doctor. And they flip it back to this person walking on the beach. Like you said, it looks very healthy.
Yeah.
And they say, ask your doctor if this drug's right for you.
Is that before or after the sudden death?
Yeah, after the sudden death. And, you know, it's just a shame, because what has happened with healthcare in this country, is that it's so profit driven that they have to satisfy the shareholders now, especially these big drug companies. It's really not as much about health anymore as it used to be. It's about making a profit and satisfying, and this is just my opinion, by the way, but it's making a profit and satisfying the shareholders. That's what it's more about when it comes to these drugs. Yeah.
Well, I have increased cynicism, but I have to say this because it's what the heck. They say satisfying the shareholders. Forget the freaking shareholders. It's the guys with the bazillions of dollars running the corporations you're satisfying, and they pass off their needs and desires as you're helping the shareholders. They could give a poop about the shareholders.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sorry. I can't help it sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I think you're right.
Anyway, Joe Parecka on the phone, we've taken 30 minutes of your valuable time. In between patients, no less, this man has decided he was willing to do this. And we are recording it, so we'll have it on the internet, and eventually, if all our technicalities work out, we'll have this posted on our internet site in a week or so. And so, just reminding listeners, if you're listening now and you missed some of it, that it'll be done again. And Joe, you mentioned so many. You mentioned books. You mentioned authors. Obviously, seeing you in person isn't going to happen too much out here in California, I guess.
Right.
But I'm very much impressed with the fact that you're doing what you can to try to be of value to other people, and that truly, if that were everybody's motivation, maybe things would be a little better for us. But we're getting kind of philosophical, not nutritional here, or I am, not you. So let's see. You mentioned a lot. I can't think of any specific questions other than that. It's just to me, when I think of medical school and the things they do and I hear, and I've had somewhat experience with medical school and people that go, and nutrition has always been something that they really don't deal with too much. They're so busy concentrating on all these diseases and techniques and diagnostic methods and laboratory values that I guess for a person, you've already maybe answered this question, for a person that's really interested in learning about it in a practical way to help their body, you would recommend some of these books you mentioned earlier?
Yes, absolutely. I would recommend the whole series of books written by Dr. Sherry Rogers. She's a medical doctor and an environmental specialist. And she talks a lot about detoxifying and nutrition. And she's, like I said, if you just Google Sherry Rogers, Rogers MD, they'll have a whole list of her books. Just Google her books. They're great reads. There's another good book I didn't mention. It's called Grain Brain, G-R-A-I-N, Grain Brain, by Dr. David Perlmutter. He is a world-renowned neurologist, and he talks about how intermittent fasting, because that's part of the things we do with our nutritional program in Isagenics, we do some nutritional cleansing and intermittent fasting, how it's so healthy for the brain and turns on these certain antioxidant pathways that are really healthy for the brain. So that's another good read for our audience. There's another one called the 2-Day Fast. I'm sorry. It's called The Fast Diet. It's written by a medical doctor in England. I can't recall his name, but it's called The Fast Diet. That's another excellent read. So there's a lot of good information out there now. And if you wanted to be evaluated with some lab testing and so forth, find a functional medicine doctor or integrative medicine. It could be a chiropractor. It could be a naturopath. It could be an MD that specializes in functional medicine. But that's where I see medicine going in the future. Those are the true detectives of the body, the functional medicine specialists.
That's interesting. So that's not an official, like somebody could get a degree in it. These are people who take this as a goal or something like that?
Well, no, you actually can get certified in functional medicine. You can get a degree in it. It's postgraduate education.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess maybe we can let you go if you're willing to go back and go to work here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And many thanks to Dr. Joe Parecka.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to share this information with the public.
Yeah, well, I hope that we'll get some increased sharing from our listeners, talking to others, picking it up on the internet, and so on.
We didn't even get into all the chemicals and things in our food, and things like artificial sweeteners, like aspartame.
Oh my!
That's a whole different show. But there's one more book I'll leave our listeners with if they're interested. It's called Excitotoxins, and it's written by a neurosurgeon, Russell Blaylock is his name, Dr. Russell Blaylock, and he's a neurosurgeon. And if you read that book, you'll never drink another Diet Coke. You'll never eat anything with aspartame in it. He has all the studies in there that shows how damaging this is. It kills brain cells is what it does, among other things.
Wow. Wow. The more you know, the more you wish you didn't know, I guess, in some ways.
Well, it's always better to be informed because you can find safe alternatives.
Yeah.
You know, organic food and eating the right things, you can actually... it's not that hard to find safe alternatives.
Okay, well, we'll let you go now.
Okay.
Thanks again so much for your participation.
Sure, my pleasure. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And once again, for our listeners, that was Dr. Joe Perreca. His name is spelled P-O-R-R-E-C-A. You can catch him on the internet, or you can tell folks, I hope, if you hear this, live or post it up on our web, krov.fm. You can tell folks about this. Thanks for tuning in to The Bird.